Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is from the Gospel lesson read just a moment ago from Matthew chapter 5. You're welcome to look at that reading with me, again in your Bibles, page 683. We continue today a series of scripture readings looking at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' words very early in his ministry, describing what God's people are really to be like, the law that shows us our sins and our weaknesses and points us to the need for our Savior Jesus. Last week we heard, as Jesus began that sermon, how blessed we really are as we know our own sinfulness and weakness and simply trust God's mercy in Christ our Savior. And we heard our Lord Jesus promising such things as the kingdom of heaven, comfort for our life, a wondrous inheritance for our future, being filled with the things we really need, being called the very children of God, one day seeing God himself, so many blessings that we have for our life and for our future. But today, as Jesus goes on with that sermon, he reminds us that we are blessed, not just for our own good, but to be a blessing to everyone else. In fact, to be a blessing to the whole world, that's what God really intended for us. And so Jesus goes on to say, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world." Powerful picture images he uses to describe what we are as God's people. You notice there he doesn't make this optional. If you choose to, you can be salt and light. He says that's what you are. You are following Christ. It's a normal and natural thing that some things will be coming from you that will have a positive influence upon other people. That at least is what the Lord wishes and desires. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. Salt may not seem like a big thing to us today, but it actually is very valuable. It's very important for us and for our survival, and it was very important in the ancient world. In fact, the word salary that we use today comes from a Latin word that literally means salt money. Salt money. Because often that's how soldiers and others were paid. Not in literal money, but in salt. And they could use that and sell that to other people and provide for themselves. Because everyone needs salt in some way or another for survival. I asked before the service Dr. Geddes, who taught anatomy and physiology at Purdue for many years, and she was talking about how important salt really is for us. We cannot survive without it. A lot of us is made up of water, and the water won't stay in our body without salt and all the other things that happen with regard to that. We couldn't survive without salt. In the same way, in the ancient world, salt was used as a preservative for many kinds of foods. It was used to protect people at times. It obviously provides flavor for people. And Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." He's saying that we can have a very positive influence upon other people by what we are as followers of Jesus Christ. And the purpose is, again, to help a lost and a troubled world. And again, salt is only good if it's mixed in with something. If it sits in a salt shaker, it's not doing much good. But if it's out and being used in some way or another, then it provides what it's really intended to provide. As we are out in the world being Christian people, being salt in the earth, making a difference, then that can have a very good, a very salutary kind of effect upon the world. And again, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. They put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone. And again, light makes us think of goodness. It makes us think of wisdom. It makes us think of blessings, especially in a dark and a troubled world, how good it is that we have light. And we couldn't survive without light, without the light from the sun particularly. This planet could not survive without that kind of light. In the same way, you are the light of the world, Jesus says. You and I can have a very positive influence again upon people in the world because he's implying we're different from them. We have something they don't have that they really need, and we can bring that to them as salt and as light for them and for the world. And of course, the difference biblically is our Lord Jesus Christ, our one true God and his plan of saving the world through his Son. It's the person speaking these words, Jesus, who is the difference for us. We know that he is our Lord and Savior. We trust in what he has done for us and what he's accomplished for our life and our salvation. In fact, we heard in our second lesson for today that we have the mind of Christ. And Paul can say that simply because God had sent his Son into the world, and God had sent also the Holy Spirit, and through Christ and through the working of the Holy Spirit, God's message was brought to those early Christian people, the saving work of Jesus, and that word of God which they heard, they then could share with the world. And they knew what Jesus was thinking by listening to his word and sharing that word with other people. Remember the words of our second lesson, where Paul reminds us that without the Spirit of God, none of us would understand God and his will, and that comes again through the Spirit working through the Word of God. We've not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given to us, all the gifts that are ours through our Lord and through our Savior. And this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. That's what makes God's Word so very important for us. It isn't simply words on a page or some good advice. It's God himself speaking his message, a message that changes the hearts and lives of people, a word that has changed our lives. The word connected with water in our baptism, the word of God that brings promises to us, the word of God made flesh above all in Jesus our Savior, God's word put in an active way in the gift of the Lord's Supper that we'll receive in a few minutes, all of those gifts and blessings of God by which we are forgiven our sins and made new and acceptable through Christ our Savior. And so again, he says, the man without the Spirit of God doesn't accept the things that come from the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. He can't understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The very fact we're sitting here today is not by our own wisdom and power and effort. It's because of the Spirit of God at work in our lives, bringing us to come to believe in our Lord and Savior, or at least to want to know more about him for our life and for our future. And so he says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ. We know what is right and good for us as we simply listen to the scriptures and trust what Christ has done for us as Lord and Savior. Actually, Jesus is the light of the world. He's the one who really brings light and hope and forgiveness from beginning to end, what he's done for us as our Lord and Savior. We're now light for the world only indirectly as we know that, as we believe that, as Christ lives in us, and now as we reflect that light to other people in the world. And in that way, more people can glorify not us, but Christ. That's the goal of being salt and light, that people might be drawn to Jesus and trust in him and be blessed in the same way that we are through Christ our Savior. Jesus says again, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds, and not praise you, but praise your Father in heaven." It's drawing people to Christ and to the hope that we have in Him. That's our life, in a sense, as God's people. It's especially the calling of a pastor who preaches God's word. But Jesus doesn't say just pastors are light and salt. He says you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You're out a lot of places that I am not. And in everyday life, you can have a very positive effect upon people, if especially they can see Jesus through you in the things that you are doing and the things that you are saying. The question that this lesson asks us is, how are we doing with that? How are we doing as salt and as light? For Jesus seems to imply doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Or maybe in the Greek you could more literally say, and more literally it says, how can it salt the earth? If salt loses its saltiness, it can't do what it's supposed to do, to provide salt for the earth. And if people are not finding the difference in us in our life, then we're not going to have much influence upon other people. They can't hear God's word somehow through us. We're not going to have a lot of influence. And again, he says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill can't be hidden. And people don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl. They put it out on the stand where everybody can see it and it shines forth its light. But I wonder how we're doing in shining the light of Christ in our life. Sometimes we would think about like being in worship and how important that is, and it really is. As a pastor, I'm obviously very in favor of coming to worship and encouraging people to stay close to Christ and to His Word. But remember those words of our Old Testament lesson. Why have we fasted, the people are saying, and you, God, haven't seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you've not noticed? They're doing a little bit for God, maybe coming to worship and a few other things, but the rest of their life, when they're out as salt and light, are the opposite of that. Jesus, or the prophet Isaiah says, yet on your day of fasting, you do whatever you please, and you exploit your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and in strife. And he goes on to describe all the things that are happening in everyday life. We can hardly see much salt positively helping people, or much light really being reflected to people of God and His love. And he talks about, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? Not just going through some motions, but it affects on our life, where in everyday life then we are salt and light. Loosing the chains of injustice, untying the cords of the yoke, setting the oppressed free, sharing your food with the hungry, something we're doing today with our gathering to help out a food pantry in our community, providing the poor wanderer with shelter, and all kinds of things like that that are helping people, being salt and light in the world. And again, the question really is, can people tell who we are in everyday life? They happen to come to church today, they'll notice us, and that's a good and a wonderful witness for our Lord and Savior, and we need to be close to Christ in His Word and Sacrament, but can they tell in everyday life? I think of the fraternity. Can they tell that you're a Christian fraternity in everyday life, in the way you go about things and do things? Can they tell that we are Christian people in everyday life? Or are we pretty much like everybody else most of the time, and there isn't much salt or much light there in our life? And Jesus speaks these words also to show us our sins and our weaknesses. Because I think if we're honest, we know that none of us are salt and light all the time. There are many ways we fall short of what we could be. Many times we don't say anything to someone else We might hide what we really think is right under a bushel, and we don't really let people know what is right and good for them or for us. It's easy to do that. And Jesus is showing us our weakness so that again we are drawn to Him and realize how much we need Him, His forgiveness, His light for our life above all, that we constantly need that forgiveness and strength for our life. And as we keep coming back to Him, then there is more strength to do better in everyday life, to be who we really are as God's people. Salt that can make a difference, light that can really show itself in the world all around us. That's why we keep coming to worship, to hear God's word, which is the Spirit's power, to receive the Lord's Supper, to be strengthened by Christ Himself, who is the real light. The more He lives and strengthens and forgives us, then the more we can reflect salt and light to the world around us. Jesus says that's our calling as His people. You are salt. You are light. Let that be seen and shown in your life, not just on Sunday, but in everyday life as well, reflecting your Savior, whom you love, who has rescued you, and who wants you also to share that good news with others, so that people can see your good deeds and mine, and praise our Father in heaven and trust in Christ. Let us rise for prayer. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds safe in our Savior, but ready also to be a blessing in everyday life, showing who we are, following Christ as salt and light. In His name we pray. Amen.